If he hadn't, he might have been ruined. But he loved me. In Jeremiah chapter 37, I'm going to read a verse of scripture to you, a part of a verse. And my wife always told me never to tell people I was tired. Yet that's when I aggravated folks along. God bless you, dear people. I don't know you, but if you know Jesus, we're kinfolk. If you don't know him, we're not relatives. And he's the best friend that I've ever known. Nobody ever loved you like Jesus loved you. Praise the Lord. We're going to read part of all of 16 and part of verse 17. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon, into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. And the king asked him secretly, in his house, and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. Dear Lord, I need your help. I need your help so desperately bad today, Lord. I need physical, spiritual strength. I pray your blessed brother Milbury. He leads this camp meeting, Brother Keith. I pray, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will direct every heart here today. May everlasting good come out of this. If there's somebody here, Lord, that don't know you, speak to their heart today. Have your way, Lord. Give us that is needed. We'll praise you. We'll do our best to glorify your name because you're the one that's worthy of all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Is there any word from the Lord? I won't preach anything to you that you haven't already heard. I've never told anybody I had an original message. That meant nobody ever got it before I got it. But what I can find out, there's greater men than I'll ever be, was in this before I got in it. And I just preach them as I get to them. If you preach it, you preach it with me today. Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said, there is. There's a lot of things laid on the Lord that the only part he has in is have mercy. I've had people tell me the Lord said do so and so and the book said different. You know who I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe the book. And Deuteronomy said if a prophet tells you something that's going to come to pass, it don't come to pass because I didn't send him. And I've heard a lot of people say that. Fact of it is I knew two preachers. During the Gulf War, one of them is in Alabama and one of them is in Georgia. Said, this is it. This is the beginning of Armageddon. Russia's going to come down through the valleys riding horses so they can't pick them up on radar. It was proved that they're wrong and they're still preaching. They ought to shut up. Be careful what you say. If the Lord said it, stand on it. If he didn't say it, be careful about it. The Bible said the testimony of Jesus it's a spirit of prophecy. If he didn't say it, you be careful how you handle it. Well, praise the Lord. Israel was in trouble, fixing to go into captivity. I want to tell you now that we're not immune to this thing. The only thing that's holding America up is some dear old mother or dad from years ago that prayed that this country would be a godly nation. We're far from it today, but God is still the same today as always been. And he don't change. He don't change. He's always has been, always will be. Now find him here today. Well, praise his great name. Woo! Could you tell me something, Jeremiah? He said, you're going to be carried away into captivity. He said, if you yield to the king of Babylon, your life will be saved. Zedekiah said, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. That's the thing that's keeping a lot of people from standing on the blessed Word of God. Afraid, scared to say anything. Friends, today if God said it, you can bank on it. Don't back up from it. Whether people like it or not, it's still so whether I believe it or not. It's so whether you believe it or not. Is it the word from the Lord? Yes, there is. Hallelujah. He said, from the days of your father, you've gone away from my Lord. He said, if you'll come back, I'll come back. Well, praise the Lord. He said, I'm God, and I changed not. Woo! Praise the Lord. He doesn't change. Thank God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Anything that's not for Christ is anti-Christ. Amen. You're either for Him or you're against Him. No such a thing as being neutral about this. We're for Him. We love Him and we hate Him. God help us. God help us today. 18 months after they besieged the city, they took it. Ransacked Jerusalem. Took Zedekiah down. Killed his kids in front of him. Put his eyes out. I thought about it like this. When our country repealed the 18th Amendment and alcohol was legalized, there's been a many a boy died in a drunken stupor under the grinding wheels of an automobile because daddy or mother voted for that damnable stuff. Yeah. It's not right then, it's not right now, and never will be right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Right. It's right to do right, it's wrong to do wrong. I can't find nothing wrong. We're living right. If you know anything wrong with it, shut up and tell me about it. I don't know a thing wrong. We're living right. Well, bless the Lord, all my soul, and I would with him. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. The king said, I'm afraid. They'll mock me. Let the devil turn his nose up at you. If you're not aggravating him, you're not doing much good. As a man told me one day, he said, you folks talk about having a battle with the devil. Said, the devil don't never bother me. I said, when's the last time you won somebody to the Lord? He said, well, I don't know how long it's been, whether I ever have or not. I said, no wonder the devil don't bother you. You're sitting in his lap. He won't aggravate you if you're not battling him. You're rocking along with him. Our business is to rescue fallen humanity. And every preacher's business is to be a watchman. Hallelujah. The enemy approaching, not just slipping in. He's coming by leaps and bounds, wrecking home. He won't go for home today than it ever been. Is there any remedy for it? He said, if you'll come back, I'll come back. Well, praise God. It's your business. You're the one that left. It wasn't God that left. It was man that left. He said, if you'll come back, I will. Woo! There's the whole thing in a nutshell. If you'll return, I'll return. Hallelujah. I'd rather have His presence than anything on the sun. Take everything else, but don't take it away from me. Is there any word from the Lord? In the book of Amos, we find some words that the Bible tells us about. Jesus, the Lord said this, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro, and seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. That could be history. Amen. People are looking for a lot of things that's done come and gone. You mean that's happened? According to history, as far as I can find out, between Malachi and Matthew, there's 400 silent years. Think about 400 years, not a preacher to be found.
not a prophet in the land. Do you see some hungry-hearted people inquiring one from another and saying, have you heard anything from the Lord? Have you heard anything from the Lord? This is a thought I've got. If you got some better one, hang on to them. Roaming, going from east to west, looking, searching. But one day, out yonder on the hills near Bethlehem, one night, there's some shepherds gathered, looking after their flock. I see them sitting around the campfire. Seems like I can hear somebody say, have you heard anything from the Lord? Oh, is somebody heard anything from the Lord? I wonder what it is. All of a sudden, they had some visitors there. I'm going to God's great name. Woo! The Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared. And the first thing he done, they were scared. The Bible said they were sore afraid. They remembered reading if a beast touched them out and they'd die. It seemed like I hear somebody say, have you heard anything from the Lord? And all of a sudden, the angel said, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Directly from the other world. Good news. Woo! I bring you good tidings of great joy. Finding you born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. All of a sudden, there was a host of angels said, glory to God in the highest. Look at that word highest. That means there's none no higher. Woo! Give him the glory forever and ever. Glory to God in the highest. Woo! Hallelujah. That this will be a sign of you. You'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. The king had no use for it. But little did they realize in that little bundle was the hope of a dying world. In that little bundle that mother control ran was God incarnated in the flesh. Woo! I didn't get to hold him like Simeon did. Woo! But one night by faith, I invite him in my heart. Showing up and showing in. He's been there ever since that day. Well, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that's within. Bless his holy name. Woo! If you'll come back, I'll come back. If you want the old time way, come back where you left it at. Don't look at me like that. I'm telling you the truth this morning. Woo! You can have it if you want it bad enough. But it's not counterfeit. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Woo! How? I feel all right now. Woo! Praise the Lord. What a Savior. What a Redeemer we have. The best friend that a poor boy's ever had. Or a rich boy. I remember so many times my mama tell me about the Lord. She'd fill a room full of kids and go to meeting. But Daddy wasn't saved till after I got saved. But he got saved. I wish he'd have been there. It's nearly like getting saved again. I've heard preachers ridicule the little prayer, now lay me down to sleep. What I'd give today to be back at Mama's knee. And here is her children. Now let's say our prayer before we go to bed. She didn't know much, book-wise. She knowed how to correct kids. She knowed how to raise children. She raised 10. There's 13 of us. She gave birth to 10 of us left to be grown. And my mama, I learned at a very early age, if I didn't cooperate, my mama knew how to operate. She lived today that it got her child abuse. But none of us went to the penitentiary. Some of us ought to, probably. But we missed it. All because mama prayed. Mother's hanging there. Stay with God. If you've got a lost husband or a lost child, stay with God. That's the only hope. Is there any word for the Lord? Yes, there is. Praise the Lord. Get him out. Tell him again. There is the word for the Lord. If somebody mocks it, keep on marching. Praise the Lord. If you stumble today, get up and go again. If you stumble tomorrow, get up and go again. After a while, you'll cross the finish line and you'll stop stumbling then. Well, praise God's great name today. Woo! Butter milk me. God bless your dear heart. I love you. Hey.